我们一同来唱这首诗歌《伟大的神》。
Sing this hymn together.
这首诗歌原来只有第一节跟第二节。
This hymn, originally only has two verses.
那第三跟第四节是后来加上去的。
Verses 3 and 4 were added on later.
但是我们知道，所有的节加在一起都没有办法诉说神的伟大。
But we know that even adding the latter verses cannot describe fully the greatness of God.
我们一同来唱这首诗歌，伟大的神。
Let's sing this hymn together.
Thank you.
赞美你伟大的神。
We praise you, the great God.
周五的时候，我们读到在毕士大池旁躺满了病人。
We read of the by the pool of Bethesda, it was filled with all those who were sick.
他们在那里等候了很多年。
They were waiting there for many years.
但是天使不能救他。
But the angels could not save them.
环境不能救他。
Circumstances cannot save them.
人也不能救他。
Nor man can save them.
有一天，耶稣从这里经过。
One day, Jesus passed by.
他对那个躺了38年的病人说：“起来，行走。”
He told the patient who was lying there for 38 years and said, "Rise up and walk."
这个人起来行走，他以后的生活发生了大的改变。
This man rose up and walked, and his life was forever changed.
只有耶稣能够拯救。
Jesus alone can save.
不但拯救人的疾病，赦免人的罪。
Not only heal the sickness of people.
耶稣要在我们的生命中继续做更大的事。
And he will do greater things in our lives.
唯有耶稣。
Jesus alone.
耶稣，你有权柄。 周五快要下班的时候
Friday afternoon, late afternoon when I was about to get off work,
我在公司的实验室里
I was in my company's lab,
发生了一件原本可能会致命的一个意外
Something, that could be fatal to me, happened.
因为时间的关系，我就不在这边叙述啊这个细节。
Because of time constraint, I would not give all the details.
我只能说，当事情发生的时候，我整个人是被震慑住的。
I can only say that I was completely stunned by it.
但事情发生之后，我只觉得。有一种就觉得抱怨。
Afterwards, I actually was grumbling.
因为我担心会我下班之后的行程可能会因此被打乱。
I was thinking that my plans of after work will all be thrown into chaos.
但是当我在检查这个意外发生的原因及后果。
But when I was investigating what had happened,
并回想我在意外发生的那个瞬间我所处的一个状态
and thinking back what kind of condition I was in when it happened,
我的心中只有三个字
I only have three words in my heart,
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
因为主他避免了我的一个可能会致命的一个意外。
Because he saved me from a possible fatality.
若不是主的保守，我今天应该没有办法完整的站在这里。
If it wasn't for his protection, I would not be here today.
甚至我可能连跟我心爱的人说再见的机会都没有。
Or possibly I wouldn't even have a chance to say goodbye to my loved ones.
这件事情对我来说是无法预测、无法避免的一个意外。
This incident was totally unpredictable and totally unanticipated.
但在神里没有意外。
But with God,There are no accidents.
感谢主，他掌管我一切。
Thank the Lord that He reigns over everything.
让我能够有信心，可以继续追随他。
That I can have faith to continue to follow Him.
他必会引领我继续向前。
He will surely lead me onward.
我不求
brother just shared.
在主那里没有意外。
With the Lord, there are no accidents.
他掌管万有，他掌管环境。
He holds all, he reigns over all things.
他掌管我们的明天。
And he holds our tomorrow.
主愿你坚固我们的信心。
Lord, may you strengthen our faith.
今天我们愿意与你同行。
Today we want to walk with you.
今天我们愿意心转向。
Today we want to follow you.
更多的认识。
And to know you.
更多的顺服。
More. And to obey you more.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
大家请坐。
Please be.
在过去周五晚上，在我们小家里面，我事先就听了那个我们 Ted 弟兄的见证。
In this past Friday night's meeting, we already had a chance to hear Brother Ted's sharing.
从那个时候到现在，我一直在想这件事。
From then on until now, I kept thinking about what happened.
我实在想不出来，我们弟兄怎么可能现在还在我们当中。
I was pondering how could it be that our brother is still in our midst.
我们真的是很感谢主。
We really thank the Lord.
我们珍惜我们的时间。
We cherish our time.
我们珍惜我们能够在一起聚会的在一起侍奉的时候。
We cherish the time that we have together to serve.
在过去的周末，我们家将我们圣诞节的装饰都装回箱子里面。
This past weekend, I packed away all the Christmas decorations at home.
我们再放回储藏室。
And then store them in the closet.
我们等到今年年底的时候才会再拿出来。
And wait until the end of this year, and then we'll bring them out again.
每一年的圣诞节都 come and go.
Every Christmas of every year comes and goes.
但圣诞节的意义呢，却永远的改变整个人类。
Yet the significance of Christmas forever transforms all humanity.
并且也改变我每天的生活。
And change our everyday life.
在每一年的圣诞节，都是在宣告神已经将耶稣赐给我们。
Every Christmas proclaims that God has given us.Jesus as a gift.
耶稣是神自己来到我们的中间。
Jesus is God Himself coming to our midst.
为了恢复我们跟神的关系。
He to restore our relationship with God.
使我们与神和好。
And reconcile us to God.
这不是一个握手言欢的那个和好。
It's not the kind of reconciliation with a handshake or a smile.
而是将不同的地方都除去。
But that it removes all the differences.
不再有冲突。
So that there will be no more conflicts.
我们和神之间和谐了。
We are in harmony. We can be in, so that we can be in harmony with God.
我们听小的时候听故事，我们常常说，然后呢？
When we were young, we kept saying, and then.
神将这么大的恩典赐给我们。
God gave us such a great grace.
那圣诞节后呢?
But then, after Christmas?
是不是我们也像圣诞节的装饰一样放回箱子里面放到储藏室?
Do we treat it like putting away our decorations, putting away the Christmas tree after Christmas?
等到今年的圣诞节我们再来讲一次。
And then wait until this year's Christmas and then we talk about it again.
再来感谢耶稣为我们诞生。
And then thank Jesus again that he was born for us.
若是这样的话，耶稣的诞生不会改变我每天的生活。
If that is the case, then Jesus' birth will never transform our life.
在罗马书第八章。
In Romans 8.
他说神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们。
It says he did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
从这一节经文我们可以看见耶稣的诞生是一个很大的 package.
From this verse, we can see that the birth of Jesus is a huge package.
最近我们又读到哥林多后书第九章。
And read,
Recently, we also read 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
他说感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。
It says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
说不尽的恩赐的确说到我们接受主耶稣以后，我们经历到许多数算不清的恩典。
Indescribable gift is talking about after accepting Jesus, we have experienced countless blessings.
但是这里说到的是一个人的心思，人的言语不能够形容的礼物。
But this gift is referring to a gift that human mind cannot fathom and words cannot describe.
我们注意到这个礼物是个单数。
And let's take heed that this gift is in singular form.
说不尽 人的言语不能够形容的礼物。
That is, it is a gift that words cannot describe.
这是一个什么样的礼物需要我们用一生之久每一天来认识。
So what kind of a gift is this that would take our lifetime to understand?
今天我要用两种不同的生活来说到人接受了同样的礼物却过着不同的生活。
Today I would like to talk about how we can end up with two totally different outcomes depending on how it is after receiving this gift.
首先我们来看诗篇第一篇。
First, let's look at Psalm chapter 1.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
That brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither.
凡他所做的尽都顺利。
And whatever he does shall prosper.
恶人不是这样。
The ungodly are not so.
乃像糠秕被风吹散。
But are like the chaff which the wind drives away.
当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。
Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
这是一个什么样的生活呢？
So what kind of a way of life is this?
我们再回到刚才我们看到那个第一个图片。
Let's go back to the
第一个
的
啊那个对。
This picture,
这幅 actually 挂在我们西斯的妹的办公那个诊所里面。
So this is actually a canvas wall hanging that is hung in Sister May's clinic.
当她的诊所开张的时候，我们就一直想我们要送她一个什么礼物。
When she opened up her clinic, we kept thinking, what kind of a gift should we give her?
这是我们心里有这个想法，我们就一直去找这个话。
We kept thinking, we had this thought in mind and kept thinking about it, and we kept searching.
我们希望她的诊所像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
We were hoping that her clinic would be like the tree of life planted by the rivers of water.
按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
And bear fruit in its season, whose leaves shall not wither.
凡她所做尽都顺利。
And whatever she does shall prosper.
我相信我们都会喜欢这幅画。
And I believe we all like this picture.
我们看这幅画的时候，我们感觉到生命。
When we see this picture, we can sense life.
到处充满了生命。
Life fills the entire picture.
有生命就有能力。
When there's life, there is power.
有生命有能力就有盼望。
When there's life, there is power, there is hope.
因此就有喜乐。
Then there will be joy.
我们也感受到安息。
And we also can sense rest.
因为这个树呢，只要扎根在溪水旁。
Because this tree, it only needs to be planted by the rivers of water.
它就自自然然地按时候结果子。
Then it will bear fruit in its season.
神知道义人的道路。
God knows the way of the righteous.
这是多么安息的生活。
Such a life of rest.
那另外一种生活呢，记载在我们刚刚读到的约翰福音第五章。
There is another kind of life that is recorded in John 5, which we have just read this past Friday.
我们刚才我们 都谈到这段圣经。
And we just have mentioned this particular passage.
在一个很热闹的时候。
It was during a very noisy environment.
是在一个庆祝的时候。
It was a time of celebration.
哦，但是在那个池旁边呢，躺满了各式各样的病人。
But by this pool, it was filled with all kinds of sick people.
哦，你们看这些字，你们就可以想象那个图画。
When you read of these words, then you can imagine how it was.
哦，我没有去找这张图画。
I didn't go look for a picture.
因为我实在不喜欢这样的情形。
Because I really don't like such a scene.
前面的图画怎么？使我们感到一个健康活泼的生活。
How the earlier picture bring us to be able to see a healthy and vibrant life.
这一段经文使我们感受是用借着外面的疾病说到我们生命里的问题。
But yet this passage in John tells us about the frailty and helplessness in our lives to an external illness.
我们生活中软弱缺乏。
In our life, we feel weakness and we feel powerless.
这段经文使我们感受到软弱的生命。
This passage makes us feel weakness of life.
没有能力，没有盼望。
No power and no hope.
直到38年后，耶稣来问他：“你要痊愈吗？”
Until 38 years later, Jesus came and asked him, "Do you want to be made well?"
为什么同样的礼物却会活出两个完全不同的生活？
Why the same gift and yet ended up with two distinctly different outcomes, different lives?
问题不在那个礼物本身。
The key does not lie in the gift itself.
问题在我们接受这样礼物的人。
The key lies in we who receive the gift.
我想到三个问题。
I thought of three issues.
第一个，收到礼物的人，他没有用心来认识这个礼物。
First is the recipient of the gift failed to recognize the nature of the gift.
我记得我跟你们说过，我曾经收到一个圣诞礼物。
I remember I once mentioned to you all that I had received a gift in the past.
Sparkling water machine.
It was a sparkling water dispenser machine.
那个盒子上画了五颜六色的 bubble.
The box was adorned with all kinds of colorful bubble wrap.
我一看我就以为是孩子玩的玩具。
As soon as I saw it, I thought it was just a toy for kids.
所以我还是继续到 Costco 去搬那些很重的那些 sparkling water 回家。
I kept going back to Costco to buy these sparkling water bottles that are so heavy.
直到有一天我在搬的时候。
Until one day when I was lugging them,
我的孩子就问我，我不是送过你一个礼物吗？
And one day, my daughters asked me, "Didn't we get you one?"
我们真的不认识神的礼物。
We really don't recognize God's gift.
我们以为神的礼物就是这么多了。
We assume that God's gift is just that much.
因着耶稣，我的罪已经得了赦免。
Because of Jesus, my sins are forgiven.
因着耶稣，我已经得了新生命。
Because of Jesus, I have received a new life.
因着我祷告，神也听了我的祷告。
Because of our prayers, God listened to our prayers.
有一些我的问题解决了。
And some of my problems are solved.
我们认识的神非常的有限。
But the God that we know seems very finite.
我们的经历不丰富。
Our experiences are not abundant.
这里有，当我们，对我们来说，这个不是一个说不尽的恩典。
To us, this gift is not the indescribable, exhaustless gift.
有个很主要的原因。
There is a major reason to that.
我们的圣经不够熟。
That is, we are very unfamiliar with the Bible.
所以我们要读经。
That's why we need to read the Bible.
耶稣曾经说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必找求他，他也早就把活水给你了。
The Lord Jesus said, if you know the one who is speaking to you and that you ask him of the living water, he would have given it to you.
这个不仅是对撒玛利亚妇人说的。
His words were not just for the Samaritan woman.
如果我们经历的还不够丰富，
if our experience is not rich enough,
这句话也是对我们说的。
Then his words are also spoken to us.
第二个，我们对礼物没有信心。
Secondly, we're not confident about this gift.
几年前我收到一个生日礼物。
A few years ago, I got a birthday gift.
一个 Apple 那个Series 6的那个手表 Apple Watch.
It was an Apple Series 6 watch.
哦，你们知道现在已经很旧了。
And you know that Series 6 is very old already.
后来我看到广告说这个 Series 11呢，那个表呢可以记录心跳、血压什么什么的。
And later on, I saw the advertisement that Series 11 can track heart rate and blood pressure and on and on.
我说这就是我想要的。
And I thought, this is what I want.
所以我生日时我就收到一个。
So on my birthday, I got one.
最近我在照顾我母亲。
Recently, I've been taking care of my mom.
我看见她的桌子上面放了一个 iPhone SE。
I saw that she had an iPhone SE on her nightstand.
你们可能年轻人都不知道什么是 SE。
For those of you who are young, among us, you know iPhone SE.
还有个 Apple 6的那个表。
And the
Apple Watch 6. 那这两个东西呢，就不断的在记录我母亲的 vital sign。
These two together kept recording my mom's vital signs.
我想这是不是准确啊？怎么可能呢？
I was thinking, can these be accurate? How can it be possible?
我就问我一个亲戚。
I asked my relative.
他是个研究 AI 的心脏科医生。
Who's a cardiologist researching AI.
我说这不是开玩笑的吧？
I asked him, is this a joke?
他说是相当准。
And he said,Actually, it's quite accurate.
我真想赶快回家把那个旧的 Apple Watch 找出来。
I really wanted to go home and dig out my Apple 6 watch.
把这个新的退回去换钱。
And return this new one and just use the old one.
当我们读到主的话以后，我们有没有用信心来接受主的话？
When we read of God's word, do we receive His word through faith?
圣经中有许多神的应许，对我们来说都是非常高的。
There are many God's promises in the scripture that seem very lofty to us.
实在来说，我们的思想很难明白的。
It's very difficult our minds to comprehend.
因此我们就信不来。
That's the reason why we just can't believe it.
因此我们的信心不够。
And therefore, our faith is not enough.
虽然我们得到一个非常丰富的礼物，
although we have received a very abundant gift,
神的应许就许许多多的应许对我们来说是落空的。
Many of His promises remain unfulfilled,
和我们没有关系，
and they have nothing to do with us.
第三个是个重点。
And then third.The third one is the key point.
神对毕士大池旁边，在毕士大池旁边，主耶稣说的话。
The words that Jesus spoke to the one who was by the pool of Bethesda.
这是接着第五章十七节开始。
And it is following chapter 5 verse 17.
在那里主耶稣指出我们的问题。
There the Lord Jesus pointed out our problem.
在接着第十七节主耶稣三次说到我实实在在的告诉你们。
Following verse 17 in chapter 5, he told us three times.
每一次主说我实实在在的告诉你们。
That most assuredly I say to you, he said it three times.
都是说到一些非常非常重要的话。
It tells us some very important words.
却是常常被人疏忽的事。
That is the thing that is oftentimes neglected.
经常我们在圣经里面看到主耶稣说我实实在在的告诉你们。
In the scripture, we oftentimes see the Lord Jesus said, most assuredly or truly, truly, I tell you.
接着就说有耳可听的就当听。
And then he says, those who have ears, let him hear.
我一直盼望有机会我们一起来读读这些实实在在告诉我们的话。
I kept thinking maybe someday we can get together and just read these words that he says, most assuredly I say to you.
今天我们就在第五章里面看到这 来看这三节。
Let's look at these three verses in chapter 5 of John.
第二十一节，父怎样叫死人起来使他们活着，子也照样随自己的意思使人活着。
Verse 21, for as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will.
第二十四节，我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我的话又信差我来者的就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
In verse 24, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life.
26节，因为父怎样在自己有生命，就赐给他儿子也照样在自己有生命。
Verse 26, for as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself.
我们今天做个简单的结论。
Let's come to a simple conclusion today.
从上面 三节圣经里面，我们第一个看到神要使我们活过来。
From these three verses, we can see that God causes us to come to life.
这说到我们的重生。
That talks about our being born again.
我们得一个新生命。
We receive a new life.
接着第二点非常的重要。
And then the second point is very important.
所以活过来以后，我们还要继续靠神活着。
After coming to life, we need to continue to live by God.
我们都已经接受耶稣，得到一个新生命。
We have all received Jesus as our life.
但是像树一样扎根在溪水旁的人，他们继续靠主活着。
But we need to be like the tree planted by the rivers of water and continue to live by relying on God.
在毕士大池，那里也是水，那里有一个水池。
By the pool, the pool of Bethesda also has water.
但那个水跟他们没有关系。
But that water has, in the pool has nothing to do with them.
他们活过来以后，没有继续靠主活着。
After they come to life, they did not continue to live by God.
或许他们有很多的圣经知识。
They might have a lot of Bible knowledge.
他们有很多宗教里面热心的活动。
They have a lot of zealous religious activities.
但是却没有扎根在主里。
And yet did not take root in God.
他们没有连接到耶稣这个生命的源头里面。
They did not connect to this source of life that is the Lord Jesus himself.
唯有神，他才自己有生命。
Only God himself is life.
他们却没有连接到这个源头。
And yet they failed to connect to this source of life.
因此各种软弱的现象就出现。
Therefore, all kinds of signs of weakness appear.
这个周五我们会继续查考这一段经文。
This Friday night, we will continue to study this passage.
今天早上我们要一同来看，若是我们要过一个像树栽在溪水旁的这个生活，我们有三个必须要做的事。
This morning we'll explore how to live like a tree planted by the rivers of water, overflowing with signs of life through three areas.
这也是我们2026年我们教会全体要来努力建立的习惯。
And it is also the goals that we will strive together as a church for year 2026.
第一个，我们一定要用信心来接受神的话。
First, we must receive God's word with faith.
义人要因信得生命。
For the righteous shall live by faith.
神告诉我们，他是没有谎言的神。
God says that he is a God who does not lie.
但是我们相信吗？
But do we believe that?
我们相信神的话吗？
Do we believe in God's word?
虽然我们不懂什么是神说不尽的恩赐。
Though we may not comprehend what it means by the indescribable gift.
但是我们能够相信神的恩赐不止这么一点点吗？
But can we really believe that God's gift is far more than just this little bit?
几天前我们读到哥林多后书第十三章。
A few days ago, we read of 2 Corinthians 13.
第五节他先说到，你们总要自己省察，有信心没有。
Verse 5, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith.
也要自己试验，岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有基督在你们心里吗？
Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you?
第三节他说，因为基督在你们身上不是软弱的。
Unless indeed you are disqualified. And verse 3, since you seek a proof of Christ speaking in me,
在你们里面是有大能的。
Who is not weak towards you, but mighty in you.
他因软弱被钉在十字架上，却因神的大能仍然活着。
For though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God.
我们也是这样同他软弱。
For we also are weak in him.
但因神向你们所显的大能，也必与他同活。
But we shall live with him by the power of God towards you.
这就是我们常说的，我们虽然是个脆弱的瓦器。
This is what we've been talking about, although we are a frail earthen vessel.
有一个宝贝在脆弱的瓦器里面。
And yet there is a treasure in this frail earthen vessel.
希伯来书第七章他说，他要照着无穷生命的大能做我们的祭司。
Hebrews 7:16 says he will serve as our high priest according to the power of an endless life.
替我们办理属神的事。
To manage all the things that concerns God on our behalf.
我们相信吗？
Do we believe it?
我们是看自己呢，还是相信这个经节？
Do we look at ourselves, believe in ourselves, or do we believe in this passage?
那一天耶稣问了那一个已经躺了38年的病人。
That day, Jesus asked a man who had lain ill for 38 years.
如果我们已经躺了38年。
If we had lay there for 38 years.
38年中我们经过了多少的失败。
In 38 years, how much failure have we experienced?
我们有多少的失望。
And how many disappointments?
耶稣问你，你要痊愈吗？
Jesus asks you, do you want to be made well?
你相信吗？
Will you believe him?
不是，我看我自己有没有能力。
It's not to look at myself whether I can or not.
基督在我们里面不是软弱的，是有大能的。
Christ in us is not weak, but is mighty in us.
第二个非常的重要。
The second one is very important.
要继续活着。
That is, we must continue living.
必须每一天我们都要连接在生命的源头里。
That is, we must connect daily to the source of life.
主耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物。
The Lord Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone.
食物只是维持我们这个身体。
Food merely sustains our physical bodies.
甚至都不一定能够维持我们每天应付生活中的要求而需要的能力。
And it doesn't even always, it's not able to always provide us with the strength that we need every day.
更不用说我们得到了永远生命也需要继续维持。
And even more so, the eternal life that we have received needs continuous nourishment.
主耶稣说他在自己有生命。
The Lord Jesus declared that life is in him.
他是生命的源头。
He is the source of life.
有生命就有生命现象。
When there is life, there is sign of life.
主耶稣说到我这里来得生命。
He said, come to me and receive life.
我们要很实在的来学习到我这里来得生命。
We must diligently learn to come to him to have life.
因此我们有三件事情每天来做。
So there are three things we must learn to do daily.
第一个，每一天清早。
First of all, every early morning.
但这一天的挑战还没有开始。
Prior to any of our daily challenges, come to face.
让我们圣别一段时间。
We must sanctify a period of time.
来到神面前安静我们的心。
To come to God and quiet down our hearts.
我们一定要读主的话。
We must read God's word.
那是主指定的粮食。
That is the designated spiritual food that He gives us.
如果我们能够唱诗，我们能够祷告，那更好。
If we can also sing hymns and pray, that would be even better.
但今天早上我要强调圣别这段时间。
But this morning I want to emphasize on sanctifying this period of time.
好像我们将我们这一个人，我们这一天，连接在生命的源头上。
That is, we connect ourselves to the source of life.
我们不是草草率率地打发这段时间。
We're not going to just casually spend this period of time in the morning.
我们也不要想尽办法找个简单的方法来读经。
And don't just try to seek the easiest way to read the Bible.
这是个圣别的时间。
This is a time that is sanctified.
我也在学习。
I'm also practicing it myself.
两天前我从洛杉矶回来。
Two days ago, I came back from Los Angeles.
早上7:50的飞机。
It was, the flight was to depart at 7:50.
我们倒算回来的话，我们6点钟必须要出门。
So as we backtrack the time, we needed to leave the house by 6.
什么时候要起床?
So what time do we need to get up?
我问我的女儿。
I asked my daughter.
她说了一个时间。
She gave me a time.
哦，我说我要提早半个小时。
I said I need to get up even half an hour earlier than that.
因为今年我要学习圣别一段时间。
Because this year I want to sanctify a period of time.
在开始我这一天的挑战。
Before I start facing all the challenges of the day.
以往我会把圣经带到飞机上去读。
In the past, I would bring my Bible and read it while on the plane.
那是方便的时间。
That would be called a convenient time.
反正我没有什么事可做。
And since I have nothing else to do anyway.
圣别一段时间。
But no, sanctify a period of time.
我们得救在于归回。
Our salvation is that we return.
我们得力在于坚固的扎根。
Our strength depends on we take root.
第二个，我们讲到预留时间。
And secondly, we want to talk about setting aside time.
我们一天中不要忙到没有时间祷告。
Don't let our day become so busy that we have no time to pray.
我们不要忙到我们没有力气祷告。
Or that we have no energy left to pray.
我听过多少人说，我一祷告，不知不觉中我就睡着了。
I have so many people said that during prayer, I was so tired that I fell asleep.
去年我们读到以西结书跟但以理书。
Last year, we read the books of Daniel and Ezekiel.
我们说到恶劣的环境不能够打倒他们。
We talked about how the stressful circumstances could not strike us, did not defeat them.
因为他们看见天上神的宝座。
Because they beheld the throne of God in heaven.
因为这样的看见带领你成为一个祷告的人。
Because of this vision, Daniel became a man of prayer.
祷告像一个通天的梯子把我们带到天上宝座前。
Prayer is like a ladder reaching to heaven, bring us up.
神若帮助我们，我们还有什么缺乏呢？
If God helps us, what do we lack?
我们还惧怕什么呢？
Then what are we afraid of?
我们生活中有好多的挂虑，好多的惧怕。
Our lives are filled with many worries and fears.
我们的生活实在太忙碌了。
Our lives are so overly busy.
我们很少有时间来祷告。
We rarely have time left to pray.
我们祷告的非常的少。
We rarely pray.
我们习惯靠自己来面对所有的问题。
We habitually rely on ourselves to face all the problems.
我们要改变。
We need to change.
当我们心里烦乱的时候，我们来祷告。
When our hearts are troubled, let's pray.
外面的环境使我心里不安的时候，我来祷告。
When external circumstances make me feel unrest, let's pray.
当我心里感到困惑，不知道该向左向右的时候，来祷告。
When I'm perplexed, don't know whether to turn to the right or to the left, let's pray.
当我祷告的时候，我离地上升。
When I pray, I depart from the earth and rise up.
我来到神的宝座前。
I come to the throne of God.
将我心里的事和神说一说。
And tell the things that are in my heart to God.
神的名字是听祷告的神。
God's name is He who listens to prayers.
神赏赐寻求他的人。
He rewards those who seek Him.
这两个都关于时间。
Both of these are talking about time.
每天早上圣别一段时间。
Every morning, sanctify a period of time.
每天中一定要保留一些时间来祷告。
Throughout the day, set aside time to pray.
在一天又一天，我们就将自己连接在生命的源头里。
Then day after day, we connect ourselves to the source of life.
约翰福音会讲到许多的神迹。
In the book of John, it talks about many signs.
主耶稣也告诉我们一些很深的一些意义。
And the Lord Jesus also tells us some very profound significance to these signs.
但这些兆头跟我们有什么关系？
But what do these signs have to do with us?
它的秘诀在于逐日。
The secret lies in day to day.
是每一天都需要经历这些神迹。
That is day to day we need to experience these signs.
最后我们讲到要听从恩膏的教训。
Lastly, we'll talk about heed the teachings of the Holy Spirit.
这使我们能像树一样栽种在溪水旁一个非常重要的学习。
This is a crucial lesson enabling us to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
在约翰一书第二章二十七节，他说：“你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们。”
In 1 John 2:27, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you.
自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。
But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things.
这恩膏是真的，不是假的。
And is true and is not a lie.
你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
恩膏是圣灵来到我们的生命里。
The anointing is the Holy Spirit coming into our lives.
永远住在我们里面。
And to dwell in us forever.
圣灵在凡事上，也就所有的事上，都要教训我们。
The Holy Spirit will teach us in all things.
我们听从圣灵的教训，就像扎根在溪水旁。
As we heed the Holy Spirit's teaching, we become like trees planted by the rivers of water.
就是住在主里面。
And that is what it means by abiding in the Lord.
就自自然然地得到主的供应。
Then we naturally receive the provision from the Lord.
就自自然然地到时候结果子。
And naturally we bear fruit in season.
我们怎么让圣灵在凡事上教训我们呢？
So how do we allow the Holy Spirit to teach us in all things?
我们先需要一个非常重要的观念。
We need to consider and have a very, acquire a very important concept.
这记在诗篇139篇。
It's recorded in Psalm 139.
写诗篇139篇的人，他对神有一个非常宝贵的知识。
The psalmist has a very precious knowledge of God.
他因为这样的认识，他就跟神有个密切的关系。
Because of this knowledge, he has a very intimate relationship with God.
他说：“我坐下呢，我起来，你都知道。”
He said, "You know when I sit down and when I rise up."
你从远处就认识我。
You know me from afar.
你向我所怀的意念极其宝贵。
The thoughts that you have toward me are so precious.
其数何等众多。
And they are so numberless.
这样的认识使这个人他跟神有一个非常紧密的关系。
Such a knowledge caused the psalmist to have such an intimate relationship with God.
他深深地扎根在主里。
And he take deep root in God.
我们刚才讲到，我们基督徒的道路都是经过神计划的。
We just mentioned that every step of our Christian journey is planned.
没有一个环境临到我们是神不知道的。
There is no circumstance that comes upon us that God does not know.
罗马书告诉我们，神叫万事都互相效力。
In Romans, we are told that God causes all things to work together for good.
也就是神所安排，神安排所有的事情，共同都有只有一个目的。
It means that He orchestrates every circumstance with perfect harmony with one purpose.
叫我们得益处。
That is for our good.
随着我自己年纪的增加。
As I grow older,
我人生的经验增加,
and my life experience increased,
我越来越有先知恩赐,
and more I have the gift of a prophet.
一旦有事情发生, 我早就知道了。
As soon as something happens, then I would think, well, I knew this long ago.
这件事就是这样，那个人就是那样。
Well, this is how it is, and that's how that person is.
在时间里面，我们有许多的主见。
In through over time, we accumulate so much preconceptions.
这些主见成为我们许多的遮蔽。
These become our veil.
我们的个性也在时间中变得坚固。
And our personalities have become so stubborn.
记得不久前主日信息我们说过。
Remember not too long ago we shared in our Sunday message.
环境也是神给我们的食物。
That our circumstances are the food that God gives us.
神借着食物来叫我们生命，借着环境叫我们生命成长。
It is through these circumstances that causes our life to grow.
那个食物叫做玛拉。
And that food is called manna.
那就是这是什么？
Manna means what is this?
我觉得这是我们回转像小孩子一样。
It's telling us that we need to return to be like a child.
不要像我做老先知。
Don't be like me, be an old prophet.
我们学着像孩子一样问这是什么。
Learn to be like a child, ask what is it?
我建议我们从两点学起。
And I would suggest that we start learning from two aspects.
当不寻常的事发生了。
When unusual circumstance arise.
或者在一些我们非常熟悉的环境里。
Or when we're in very familiar circumstance.
但是却使我的心思昏暗的时候。
And yet they darken my thoughts.
我们不要立刻就像老先知一样说，我就知道该这样该那样。
Let's not be like an old prophet and thinking, well, I know this is what it is and that's what it is.
我们像孩子一样的来求问神，这是什么
？Let's be like children, ask God, what is this?
有什么是我需要学习的
？What is there for me to learn?
有什么是我可以改变的？
What is it that I need to change?
这就是心思更新的道路。
That is the way for our minds to be renewed.
昨天我最近跟你们知道，我有很多的时间都在洛杉矶。
I mentioned that recently I spent a lot of time in LA.
因为我的母亲到了她最后的一段的时间。
Because my mom is coming toward to the end stage of her life.
这是一个非常特别的环境。
And this is a very special circumstance for me.
真的是非常的特别。
It's very special, a very special circumstance.
我的母亲一直都有很严重的病。
My mom, all along had some very serious illness.
所以她的生活一直都很不容易。
And so throughout her life, it wasn't easy for her.
但是最近这段时间非常的特别。
But recently, this period of time has been very unique.
她好像没有病。
As if she's not sick anymore.
所有的 vital signs 直到今天早上还非常正常。
All her vital signs are very normal, even till this morning.
这段时间她只有一次感冒。
All this time, she only came down with a cold.
很快的一两，我们给她吃些感冒药，一两天也就好了。
As soon as we give her a cold medicine, then she got better.
但是因为她在最后的时间
，But because she is toward the end of her life,
她在家里面
，She stayed at home.
所以医生就 医院就送来好多好多这段时间需要用的东西，那个药。
The hospital sent over a lot of different kinds of medications.
哦，你这些药应该来说是越用越重。
For those kinds of medications, usually people will take more and more over time.
哦，但是她只用过一两次，一点点。
But she only used a couple of times and used very small dosage.
越来越不需要。
More and more, she needed less and less.
她已经有几天不需要任何东西。
There were a few days she actually needed nothing.
但是不可否认的，她在逐渐衰落。
But needless to say, her health is deteriorating.
她每一天不断的衰落。Every daily 她在衰落。
She's still deteriorating daily.
除了我们需要帮她做所有她需要做的事。
Aside from us helping her to do everything that is needed,
外面看起来她非常安详的在睡觉。
On the outside, she looked very peaceful, sleeping.
因此我有很长的所以在过去这段日子里面我有很长的时间很安静的就坐在她的床前。
So this past period of time, I was able to sit right in front of her by her bedside.
这是个很特别的环境。
It's a very special circumstance.
我就问着说这是什么啊？
So I asked the Lord, what is this?
那另外呢，因为这件事，我也回到以往我住了五十年的家。
And because of this, I also was able to go back to the home where I have lived for many years.
有的时候，我们兄弟姐妹又都回来在一起。
And sometimes my siblings would also come back, and we are able to get together again.
这应该是个很熟悉的环境。
It ought to be a very familiar circumstance environment.
哦，但是每一天我学习相信今天发生的事是主安排过的。
But every day I learn to trust that what happens today is what the Lord has planned.
在主的安排中，我拾取今天主给我的玛拉。
And in the circumstances He had planned for me, I gather the manna every day.
我问主，在这件事情里面，你要我学什么？
I learned to ask him, Lord, what do you want me to learn?
有什么事是我可以改变的？
What are the things that I need to change?
真的很奇妙，恩膏真的是在最平常的事上都可以教训我们。
It is so wonderful that the anointing teaches us in all things, in the most ordinary things.
每一次的求问，
Every time, every inquiry.
每一次听从恩膏的教训，
Every time we heed the teaching of the anointing.
就像那个树扎根在溪水里面一样，溪水旁一样。
It would be just like the tree planted by the rivers of water.
扎根似乎是看不见的。
Taking root is invisible.
但是外面的环境开始改变。
And yet external circumstances begin to change.
一点带来另一点。
One thing will lead to another.
我真盼望过不久我们可以看到像当初那个我们第一张那个图画一样。
How I wish that we can then be able to behold this picture that we saw earlier.
生命丰盛满了安息。
Life abundant and filled every place.
当我们学习这样每天扎根在溪水旁。
As we learn to take root by the rivers of water.
我从最近的环境中我得到一个结我看到有三个福气。
From the recent encounters that I had, I see three blessings.
今天时间的关系，我不能够多讲。
Because of time constraint, I won't be able to go over all of them.
如果主愿意，我盼望能够有机会，我们再来交通。
If the Lord willing, I would like to be able to share these with you.
我大概先说，第一个是我不致缺乏。
I would like to just mention the first blessing, that is, I shall not want.
这是诗篇二十三篇讲的，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
As it is recorded in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
我很喜欢这个英文，它说我没有需要。
I really like the English version, which says, I shall not want.
在我们的日常生活中，我们有多少的需要？
In our everyday life, we have so many needs.
非常实在的需要。
They are very practical needs.
在哥林多前书第一章第三十节，他说：“你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。”
1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
最近我特别经历到，他是我的智慧，他是我的公义。
Recently, I especially experienced that he is my wisdom and he is my righteousness.
我们有多少的需要？
How much needs do we have?
这个在这个困难的时候，
In difficult times,
我们更觉得有需要。
We feel that we have even more need.
如果平常我们觉得自己蛮有智慧的，
If we normally think that we are fairly wise,
我们家有三个医生。
In our family, we have 3 medical doctors.
真的比一般人家多了。
A lot more than other families.
不够用。
But it's insufficient.
你怎么做决定？你怎么做选择？
How do you make your choices? How do you make your decisions?
神是我的智慧。
God is my wisdom.
还有好多，我真的经过这些事，我相信我母亲跟我都可以做见证，我没有需要。
After going through these things, both my mom and I, we can testify, I shall not want.
第二个，我们可以享受主的平安。
Secondly, we can enjoy the peace of the Lord.
这个下次我有机会再跟你们交通。
Next time, hopefully I will have a chance to share with you.
今天我要跟你强调，主说我的平安。
But I want to emphasize on my peace.
这个平安是我可以给你的。
It is a peace that I can give you.
平安不是一个空的感觉。
Peace is not an empty feeling.
是个非常实在的东西。
It's not a sensation, but it's a very real thing.
叫做主的平安。
It's called the peace of the Lord.
他可以给我们。
He can give it to us.
而且要在主里才有这个平安。
And we can only have this peace in the Lord.
而且这个平安是出乎人意料之外的平安。
This peace is also a peace that surpasses understanding.
以前我读这段经节的时候，我觉得是个 surprise 我们的平安。
In the past, I thought this peace is a peace that would surprise us.
但这次我经历到，这个是个我信不来的平安。
But this time I experienced as that this peace is a peace that I just cannot believe.
因为他在那里。
Because he is there.
这是主的平安。
It is the Lord's peace.
最后我们讲到住在主的爱中。
And lastly, we talk about abiding in the Lord's love.
这一次我要请你们一起来读这段经文。
I would like to have you all read this passage with me.
罗马书。
Romans.
第三章。
Chapter 8.
需要戴眼镜下次。罗马书第八章。
Chapter 8, Romans.
我们先读第三十五节。
Let's read 35.
神能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了，因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，因这爱是在我们主耶稣基督里。我们请英文念。
Let's read in English. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Yet, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth,Nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
2026年才刚刚开始。
Year 2026 just began.
在这一年中，许多的事要发生。
In this year, many things will happen.
或者容易，或者不容易。
Maybe easy, maybe not easy.
所有的人都要面对。
Everyone will need to face it.
但是不要忘记，我们有一点跟使我们与众人不一样。
But don't forget, there is one thing that makes us different.
使我们与众人不同的是神与我们同在。
What makes us different is God is with us.
我们是属主的人，我们是有神的人。
We are people of God and we are people that have God.
神应许他带领我们。
God promises us that he will guide us.
在每一天的带领里面，他要赐下够用的恩典供应我们。
In all his guidance, he will provide us with what we need.
我们希望2026年结束的时候，我们可以像这张图画一样。
We hope that by the end of 2026, we'll be just like this picture.
但是有一个重点。
But there is one key point.
主耶稣问那个人，你要痊愈吗？
The Lord Jesus asked that man, do you want to be made well?
说真的，我一直不明白这句话。
Frankly speaking, I really did not quite understand that question.
我想主耶稣应该说，你信你能够痊愈吗？
I thought Jesus should ask him, do you believe that you can be made well?
但主说你要痊愈吗？
But he asked him, do you want to be made well?
这是我们每一个人每天做的选择。
This is the choice that we all have to make on a daily basis.
我们要过那样的生活吗？
Do you want to live this kind of life?
你要每天早上圣别时间。
Every morning, you must sanctify your time.
每一天预留时间祷告。
Every day, set aside time to pray.
特别每件事寻求恩高的教训。
In everything, seek the teachings of the anointing.
除此之外，你做什么宗教活动都不会使我们过这样的生活。
Aside from that, there is nothing else that would enable us to be able to reach, attain what we see in the picture.
我们展望将来，我们怕什么呢？
As we look,
我们看这一年，我们怕什么呢？
As we look at this year, what are we afraid of?
不错，会有不容易的环境。
Yes, there will be difficult circumstances.
困苦、逼迫、饥饿。
Yes, distress, persecution, and hunger.
我们会经过。
We will go through that.
但是我们不住在那里面。
But we don't dwell in it.
这些事跟我们当中有一个，有另外一个层。
Between us and those things, there is another layer.
我们住在主的爱里面。
That is, we abide in the Lord's love.
没有一件事能够使我们与主隔绝。
Nothing can separate us from His love.
主在我里面，我在他里面。
I in the Lord's love, and He is in me.
主在哪里，哪里有爱。
Where the Lord is, there is love.
什么是爱？
So what is love?
什么是主的爱？
What is the Lord's love?
Tangible 的。
It is tangible.
主耶稣他衣服上面两个肩牌。
The Lord Jesus on his priestly garment,
我的名字刻在他的肩牌上。
He has two shoulder plates, and our names are engraved on those shoulder plates.
他负我每天的责任。
He bear our daily responsibilities.
今天跟明天。
Today and tomorrow.
我的名字，他胸前有个胸牌。
He also has breastplate on his priestly garment.
我的名字刻在上面。
My name is engraved on it.
他用爱引导我。
He leads me with his love.
没有一件事能够叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
There is nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ.
我们今年有一个心愿。
We have this one desire in our heart this year.
我们做三件事。
Let's do three things.
我们就住在主的平安里面。
Abide in His peace.
我们要行走在主的能力里面。
And walk in His power.
我们一起来唱首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn together.
这是每一个基督徒喜欢的诗歌。
It's a hymn that every Christian likes to sing.
也是每一个基督徒应该过的生活。
It's a kind of life that every Christian ought to live.
感谢 Mary 牧师今天对我们宝贵的教导。
We thank Pastor Mary for her teaching today.
她的话提醒我们，不但活了，还要继续活着。
She reminds us that we don't want to just come to life, but we want to continue living.
让我们持续的一同到主的里面去得生命。
Let's keep coming to the Lord to receive life.
很可能我们做不到。
Maybe we can't do it on our own.
因为我们自己的力量很快就用完了。
Because we exhaust our own strength so fast.
但是感谢主，能力力量是从主来的。
But we thank Him because strength is from Him.
逐时逐日，我们与主同行。
We walk, learn to walk with Him every day.
兄姐妹，若是你心里面被感动，请起立，我们一同来唱这首诗歌。
As you move, please stand up, and we sing this hymn together.
何等安慰，蒙圣灵的安慰。
Walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost.
何万的安慰，丰盛的平安。
主耶稣，我们感谢你， Lord Jesus, we thank you.
感谢你今天借着你的仆人向我们说话。
That through your servant you spoke to us today.
是的，你问我们，我们要不要得到哦医治
？Yes, you ask us. We want to be made well.
是的，主耶稣，你今天问我们每一个人，我们是不是要得到痊愈？
You、
我们是不是要得到你的能力？
You're asking every one of us today, do we want to be made well?
主耶稣，我们说我们要。
Lord Jesus, we want to tell you.
我们要起来行走。
Yes, we do, and we want to rise up and walk.
我们要起来跟随你。
We want to rise up and follow you.
我们相信这不是我们哦自己的祷告。
This is not just our own prayer.
这是主耶稣你要在我们当中所做的工作。
This is the work that you want to do in our midst.
求主耶稣你亲自来带领我们。
Please come to lead us.
让我们愿意分别我们的时间。
And that we will be willing to sanctify our time.
我们愿意将每一件事情带到你面前祷告。
And bring every matter to you.
我们也愿意哦听你圣灵在我们里面向我们所说的话。
And to heed the words that the Holy Spirit would speak to us.
让我们每天能够跟随你。
And that we can follow you every day.
愿主耶稣你的平安在我们里面。
And may your peace fill us.
你的能力在我们里面，让我们起来能够起来跟随。
And your power will enable us to rise up to follow you.
求主耶稣你亲自祝福你的话语。
May you bless your own word.
这样子告诉。祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please take your seats.